Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And this week on Sweet Release, I'm excited. I'm doing an AMA episode. I have missed you guys. This is exciting. The last four, I think, episodes, we've had guests, beautiful, fabulous women guests. But this week, I am answering your questions. We're getting back into it. There are so many. I've been letting them build up. So we're kind of across the board today. I am excited to just, dive into some of these juicy questions, some advice for y'all and all of it. So yeah, let's get into it. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. First question. We're going to start with some some feet questions. What do your bare feet and toes smell like? Let me guess, strawberries. Oh my God, so funny. I love strawberries. So if they smell like that, please. I know my feet do not smell great when I come home from work. So that makes me feel good that you think they smell delicious. I have another question, which I've gotten a couple times. What is your shoe size? And I decided I'd share with y'all today. So I have big feet. I'm a tall girl. I'm 5'9". My feet shoe size is about 9.5 or 10, depending on the shoe, depending on, the style and type. If you guys like feet content, I put out foot fetish content on my Patreon. Check it out, patreon.com/BarbieJean, or I always link my exclusive content on every episode. So please check it out if you're into feet. If one of these questions was coming from you, please check out my Patreon. Okay. Next, how to initiate without fear of being rejected. I have an older partner. I have a mood for sex more often than him. That's why I'm afraid of starting things even though I'm horny. I don't know what I would do if he says no. Like, actually, should I make it into a joke or just hug him or what? Haha. So this is a great question. Thank you so much for asking. It's natural to have a fear of being rejected. It's natural to feel, vulnerable and a little bit uncomfortable when we're talking about sex. And that's why I think my best advice for you with this is, continue talking about sex, talking about your pleasure. And next time you're feeling warm and you want to get wet as well, or you're starting to feel like, ooh, now might be a good time for us to have a little pleasure session. Let your partner know, hey, I'm feeling this way. However you, voice those words. I usually say baby, I'm feeling a little warm. I'm feeling like I, want to have an orgasm or whatever it is. However you say it, let your partner know that you're thinking about, getting a little busy and you're going to go to the other room and, vibe it out, or, you're going to go have a little fun with yourself and just say, would you like to join? Because that way your partner knows that you're okay. One, you're getting into it. You want to vibe it out. You want to tap into that pleasure space, but it's also letting them know that they don't have to join that, but this is something that, you would love if they joined, So maybe also let them know that, hey, lover, I am going to go vibe it out in the other room. I would love if you joined me so I don't have to do it alone or something. Obviously we all have our different ways of having conversations with our partners about these things, but I think it's really important to, focus on yourself and your pleasure and be comfortable with knowing that you can have these sessions of self-pleasure without your partner. Because like you said, your partner is older. Their libido isn't as strong as yours or as powerful as yours or as often as yours. And so you already know that there's a discrepancy there. And that's really common with couples. And so just know that you may have to have a lot more self-pleasure sessions. But letting your partner know that this is what you're thinking of doing and you want to do that will also make you feel like you're you're loving yourself and the rejection might not sting as much. So that's my advice for you about that. But just continue telling your partner hey, I'm feeling horny, or, like you said, you could make a joke into it or start hugging him, start kissing him, letting your partner know that you're, giving them some verbal cues as well as, body cues too. So touching them and starting to kiss them and kind of allowing it to naturally build could be an easy way. or, you know, could be another way that you could go about it. But I do think, you know, reminding yourself that, you know, this could be also a time for just some self-pleasure, but welcoming them to join you in that mission in hopes that they say yes. Next, I love your podcast. I love your podcast. I was just listening to Oiku and she mentioned jealousy in a monogamous relation. In your experience, do you think men tend to be more jealous, i.e. feeling insecure if their partner is with another person? Honestly, I think everyone's so unique and different. I think in my experience, I've had a lot of jealous boyfriends. Yeah. So maybe if I had to like pick a gender that feels more jealous than the other, perhaps I would choose men, but I've also dated far more men than women in like long-term relationships. So no, I think it just really depends on the person. I think we're all born unique, just like we have our fetishes and our kinks and, you know, what we like and what we don't like and our characteristics and our personality. I think we're born in certain ways. And I also think there's a lot of relationships that can break that trust. So there's, you know, a little bit of nature and nurture in there. So I think people can also like, because they got cheated on or something, they could also lead to jealousy. And so many people cheat on people. So I feel like a lot of people are just jealous in this world. A lot of people aren't very secure in themselves as well, which is why I'm here. I want you to learn to love yourself in all of its beautiful forms. And so yeah, I think a lot of people are jealous, but I don't think it has to do with one gender or the other. But yeah, I've definitely been with a lot of jealous people. Women too, though, to be honest. Did you have another question? No, I think that's it. Thanks for watching and tuning into last week's episode. I appreciate you. Okay, next, you should reach out to Dr. Colleen Murphy, owner of the Diaper Spa. Oh yeah, thank you for this rec. I had this on here. I need to do that. Thank you. Look, we all know dick size is overrated and not that important to a partner. I love this question. But what about butt size? How important is the booty to you? Okay, so yeah, I love this because it's true. Size doesn't matter. I think, you know, you should love yourself no matter what, and you should know how to work with what you got. Butt size though. I don't think it matters as much. I mean, the booty's nice. I have always loved the booty on men and women. I feel like just having that backside in general, like I love a delicious back leading up to a delicious booty. But no, I think, you know, my partner's booty now is a little small butt and it's cute and I love it. So yeah, I don't think size with the butt matters either. I think, yeah, you should always be working out that booty, doing them squats, getting it juicy and delicious. But no, some people have, you know, smaller butts and some people have bigger butts. I think all butts are awesome. I really do. Okay, next. Barbie, the Olympics are making me horny. Love it. Everyone is so hot. And they all have big butts. Yes to butts. The beach volleyball girls, the track girls, even the men's divers and their teeny tiny Speedos are hot. Do you have Olympic fever? Yes. Oh, that's amazing. Thanks so much for sharing. I wish I watched more of the Olympics. I only watched some of the gymnastics. I was a gymnast for 8 years and I just find gymnastics to be so much fun to watch. But no, I did not tune into it very much. But I'm so glad that you were checking them out the whole time. That's what I love so much about sports. And I was talking about this recently because I'm excited to get into the football season this year. Yay, Bears won this first game. Go Chicago Bears. But I'm also going to the Cubs and the Cubs game this week. So that's exciting. Rooting on my Chicago teams this week. But yeah, I was talking to someone recently about like, or maybe it was with you guys. I think I was talking about how the basketball games were more sexy than the football games. And so it's fun to think about. Yeah, I feel like I love focusing on like the uniforms, like a man in a uniform, a man in an athletic uniform is sexy. Women too, of course. So yeah, I'm so glad that you took this moment to not only cheer on your country, I hope, but also check them out because yeah, they're sexy and they deserve it. They work out nonstop. It is crazy. Okay. Next question. Let's move on. Would you ever let us fly you out to SF to play with a couple? You know, that used to be my vibe. Back in my single days, my single years, I definitely would be that girl that would fly to see a couple. Now, no, I'm committed to my partner. I have my family with all of my fur babies and my scaly babies and all of my animals here. And so, no, I'm very committed to my work and my partner and our explorations together. But I'm flattered. Thank you so much for asking. Appreciate it. Next question. Barbie, hear me out. Assless chaps. You do the sex, you go to the sex parties. If a guy walked by in a pair of assless chaps, what would you do? I would probably look, definitely check them out. That's for damn sure. Yeah, I love assless chaps. Do that. Like, I want your booty to be out. I think it's like fun to have like a little bit of imagination. But if you're going to a party, if the vibe feels right, I support you and I would be turned on by that. Yes, I really would. Next. Hey, Barbie, I really love your Q&A format. Thank you for answering so many questions, regardless of how explicit or embarrassing they are. Do you know of any other podcasters or YouTubers who do the same? No, I don't really. I know ASMR artists do Q&As often. But no, I don't. I honestly, with me creating episodes every week, I often don't have as much time now to like listen to podcasts and, you know, do that whole thing. I try to. I have like my Instagram people that I follow just for, you know, to see what other people are putting out there and that sort of thing. But I'm sorry, I don't know any specific artists, but I'm so grateful that you love this format. I really like it too. Like I said in the beginning, like I kind of like miss talking to you guys. I miss having this like fun space with myself, but also you guys. And I feel like a lot like myself when I'm here talking to you. I started vlogging when I was living in Australia. And so like talking to the camera is something that I've always enjoyed doing. And I also started like making videos when I was young with my sister and our girlfriends. And I remember having my first video camera and we would like make crazy videos. I remember us pouring ketchup all over ourselves in the bathroom to film like this murder scene. But anyways, I feel kind of natural in front of the camera in a way. I also feel uncomfortable many times. It's just like nerve-wracking. But when I'm sitting here with myself and you, and just the camera, I feel myself. So I'm so grateful that you guys have asked me so many questions. I think it's fun to break up some of the advice questions with the spicy fun questions, because it's just a reminder to, you know, love yourself and please yourself and welcome your erotic authenticity. So, I mean, that's why I love these episodes too, because they're fun, they're playful, they're, you know, and you often learn something too. So I'm grateful that you love them so much. Please ask me more questions. Okay. Next, what the fuck do I do? I love the idea of cuckolding, but it also scares me to no end. Kink is addictive for me in this regard. How do I navigate this to increase intimacy and love with a future partner? So yeah, cuckolding, I know I've talked about this a lot. Thank you so much for this question again. It's okay to be scared. You know, these specific fetishes and kinks are daunting sometimes, especially when we're not surrounded by like-minded individuals. So my first thing for you to do is, yeah, you're in the right place. Keep following me with this fetish content and playful content. That's your first step and just really learn to like accept this part of you. I know it's hard, but talking about it more, following people that are into this sort of thing too, finding like-minded individuals is a great place to start. Your specific question was that how do I navigate this with a future partner? So honestly, I really think baby steps is so important. So when you're introducing any sort of fetish or kink, I say start slow. Like I really do. I think building that foundation, building that trust, building that love for one another is awesome. I think also, you know, tiptoeing into it, saying like, hey, you know, I've mentioned like, you know, you don't have to go out and say like, hey, I have this fetish. You could say like, hey, I sometimes dream of this fantasy that I have where this happens, or hey, sometimes I have this thought and it really turns me on, or sometimes I watch this adult content and it really turns me on, and just letting and like starting that conversation in that way. You don't have to be so direct with like, hey, I have this cuckolding fetish. You could just kind of paint the picture in a way, because a lot of people get scared and a lot of people you know, it's natural to feel a little like cautious, especially when you don't and when you're not familiar with the space. So I would just encourage you, oh, my workers are coming back. I was trying to film this episode during their lunch break. We have some crazy, construction going on outside. So let me speed through this question. Basically just navigate this slowly. Be cautious with your words, you know, take baby steps, and that's going to lead you to, yeah, just having more of these conversations. And that's really going to, help your partner kind of accept this side of this side of you. And again, just love yourself for it, because you know, you're beautiful the way that you are. I know I've said that a couple times, I feel like. Okay, let's try to do one more question before this noise starts. It's another cuckolding. I have an extremely strong cuckold fetish. And then on top of that, over the years, I've enjoyed helping my female platonic friends get ready for their dates. I love hearing, guessing, or knowing the size of the bra they're wearing and the color of their underwear. I have some shame about it, all of this. Why? Okay, this is so sexy. Thanks for sharing. This is so fun. I'm so glad that you've like curated this with your female friends and like are guessing the color of their bra and their size. That is so fun. I love that. And women are so accepting. So I'm sure they were like fucking loving you for doing that too. Okay, but having the shame, this is natural. Why you have it? It's natural. Shame is natural. Feeling insecure, just like this last question, like feeling insecure about it, feeling a fear about being rejected. Like that's kind of the theme of this, you know, in the beginning, fear of, you know, being rejected with, you know, having a pleasure session. It's all natural. This shame is natural, but just know that it's totally normal to be turned on by seeing your partner with someone else. It's totally normal to be exploring this BDSM dynamic and be interested in the humiliation side, the degradation side. Like all of that is natural and normal. It really is. There's so many people that are into it. As you can see, every AMA, I talk about cuckolding in some way, I feel like. And so this is like a super common one. I'm really trying to get a guest on the podcast that talks more about this and a lot of other specific kinks, but just know that you're not alone. Just continue educating yourself on it, you know, maybe throwing a podcast where they're talking about this to your partner, letting them know like, hey, listen to this. It's something very interesting. And it's something that I feel like I'm kind of into, you know, leaning into it, taking baby steps. And again, just being really, really open and vulnerable is just going to lead you to have more awesome conversations with your partner and with yourself and learning about yourself. And it's going to be a way for you guys to grow and explore together. And as you know, I want that for you. So anyways, I love you guys. I'm going to let you go. Thanks so much for coming back week after week. I appreciate your love and support. Check out my Patreon if you haven't already. And please ask me more questions if you have any with the link below. I appreciate you guys. I'll be back next week. Talk soon. Bye.